Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by 4hymns.com. I'm approaching my mid-30s and I have a widow's peak. Do you know what having a widow's peak means? It means I've had a really awesome life so far. My hairline is almost down to my eyeballs, and if you think I want that to change anytime soon, you're out of your fucking mind. So what I started doing is I started taking 4hymns hair loss prevention products to stay ahead of the game. Do you know what goes along with having a widow's peak? Getting laid a lot. It's like peanut butter and jelly. Do you know what happens when you're an out-of-shape old guy? Your dick needs a little bit of help. So yeah, I'm taking dick pills from 4hymns.com too, and now I've got a widow's peak and an unbeatable erection. You can feel as confident as me if you simply go to 4hymns.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. All you need to do is answer a few quick questions from real doctors who can prescribe you medical-grade solutions that are shipped directly to your door. Order now. My listeners get a trial month for Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Plus, you'd have to show your face. Go to 4hymns.com/factor. That's FORHIMS.com/factor. 4hymns.com/factor.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, August 14th. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to take one about Trump signing a new defense spending bill, and snubbing John McCain at the same time.
Yep, snubs the war hero.
Nice. Pat's going to take one about Bristol Palin having to hand over a shitload of assets in her divorce.
Tough day for America's sweetheart.
Indeed. I'm going to take a segment called Midterm Madness, where we catch you up on all the funniest midterm election news. And Mark's going to take the soft corner, throwing pilots in general and particularly an amateur pilot in Utah into the soft corner.
Yeah, it's been not a tough day, but a tough week for pilots.
It has. All right, Wes, take it away.
President Trump signed the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act into law, which is, of course, named after war hero and longtime Senator John McCain. But don't tell that to President Trump, because Trump did not mention the dying war hero once in his speech.
Not once?
Not once. Instead, he rattled off a number of other names, which to me appeared very spiteful and malicious.
Joe, Jeff, Kevin.
Yeah. The guy is literally dying of a rare brain cancer, served our country for fucking decades. Have the fucking decency to put aside your differences and give him some goddamn credit. Instead, McCain got Costanza'd, and no credit for the big salad on this one. You might remember that Senator McCain and Trump have a bit of a checkered past. President Trump criticized McCain for being captured during the Vietnam War, which in Trump's mind takes away all credibility of him being a war hero, which is, of course, really fucked up.
Showed weakness.
Yeah. I mean, coming from a guy who never served a fucking minute in the military, especially.
He has been captured less times, though.
It's true. He has been captured less times. Not on tape, but captured less. He was also not happy about a 2 a.m. vote from McCain that went against his proposed dismantling of Obamacare. Which in the end didn't really matter anyway, but still irked Trump. Senator McCain dropped his support of Trump after the infamous grab him by the pussy tape surfaced, saying, when Trump attacks women and demeans the women in our nation and in our society, that is the point where I just have to part company.
Yep, it's fair. Pretty reasonable.
Good idea.
You got to ask before you grab.
Now for some of the notable things that the $717 billion bill does. First and most importantly, troops will see a 2.4% pay raise, which is the largest year-to-year increase service members have received since 2010.
That's awesome.
So, well-deserved. Well-deserved. Fucking great thing. It will add 20,000 more troops to the U.S. arsenal.
You an arsenal guy? He's an arsenal guy.
Yeah. I mean, more troops,
part
I guess.
Of the arsenal.
More jobs, I guess. You know?
Yeah, it's great.
It will also do away with the widow's tax, where widows of servicemen currently get a measly $310 a month. Previously, the tax denied some of these widows of receiving full payment. So,
who came up with the widow's tax?
Yeah, some dick.
Yeah, really. Sounds like a great thing to get rid of.
I feel like
yeah.
you could have sat that day out instead of...
Someday.
I got an idea.
Pushing that one forward.
Let's give them less money. I'm going to call it the widow's tax.
Yeah, no cable for them. Perhaps most importantly, it criminalizes revenge porn or the unauthorized sharing or distribution of, quote, an intimate visual image of a private area of another person. So
what the fuck does that have to do with the everything else in that bill?
They just piggyback that one on there.
Yeah, it's probably just because of all like the nudes that they get sent while they're overseas and then they get cheated on maybe and then they post it.
Yeah, 1 minute she's sending you knockers, the next she's sucking your best friend's dick.
Yeah, Trump couldn't have been any happier this morning to get to announce paying the military more at the same time as snubbing McCain at the same time. He probably had to ask his aide if it was like a dream. He's like, is this a dream? Do I get to actually do this on television?
I mean, basically the bill is like a nice cycle of steroids for our military. Trump has said, history teaches us that when you weaken your defenses, you invite aggression. The best way to prevent conflict of any kind is to be prepared. Only when the good are strong will peace prevail.
Do you think he's going to rename it after himself, like publicly?
I don't know about publicly. That'd
like
be...
in Twitter and stuff, like refer to it as the Trump bill.
He did say
Trump bill of 2018, the military bill. Yeah,
he was giving himself a lot of credit, saying he's so honored to be part of this bill and how I can push this forward. So,
did he talk about the revenge porn specifically? Like, you know, revenge porn's not good.
I don't think he mentioned that one.
Yeah, it's one of his weapons. He doesn't want it taken away.
Going to the internet, Teresa Wells says, "Those who say he should have mentioned McCain, what do you think he should have said? Maybe thanks for your fucking service.
Yeah, or just the name of the bill. How about that?
Yeah, just name the bill." So, you know, fucking Anderson Cooper is having an aneurysm about all this.
All right. So, bringing it down, had things taken a different turn for the aforementioned Senator Wess, and his running mate in 2008, Chelsea Clinton would have been finally dethroned as the hottest daughter ever to grace the halls of the White House by a then pregnant teenager named Bristol.
Everyone needs to leave Chelsea's looks alone. But she's no Bush daughter. Ooh.
All right. Well, although Bristol did not make it to Washington, there was a silver lining for both us and Chelsea because we got to know Bristol in the same way we got to know our current president through America's greatest art form, reality TV. America's sweetheart, Bristol Palin, back in the spotlight as reports are surfacing that her divorce from Dakota Meyer is nearing its close. And the Alaskan mother of three will be forced to give up the couple's $500,000 home in Austin, Texas. Must be nice. This is the end of a seemingly tumultuous relationship between Bristol and the man named after her territory.
Did she have to give him cash too, or was it just the house?
Not reported yet, but here's a quick timeline of what's happened. So the two announced their engagement on March 13th, 2015. They had a really solid 2 weeks, great 2 weeks. Then they called the wedding off about 13 days later on March 26th, 2015. Then 3 months later on June 25th, 2015, the abstinence until marriage spokeswoman quietly canceled her speaking engagements and announced that she was pregnant with Dakota's baby.
We got a little drunk one night, had some fun.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And that was the hookup. That was the makeup sex when they got back together, re-engaged makeup sex.
I can't abstain any longer.
I can't abstain. I'm abstaining too much. Now, this was Bristol's second child, but her first with Dakota. Her first child, Trip, aptly named after an accident, was with her high school boyfriend, Levi, who was named after a brand of denim.
It was also her first post-abstinence promise child.
Yes, this was her first post-abstinence unmarried, but her second unmarried child.
Right, her first baby after being re-virginized.
Yes, exactly. Right. So she had to probably, again, anyway, back to Coda and Stoll, though. The two got married in May 16, then had their second, Stoll's third child, Atlee, a name they thought was appropriate for a child. Then 18 months later, in January of 18, Coda filed for divorce from Bristy. So...
Whoa.
Real tumultuous. But guys, don't worry. Bristol's going to be just fine. You can catch the 27-year-old on the new season of Teen Mom 2. She'll be replacing the 27-year-old teen mom, Farrah Abraham, who got booted for doing porn. the crew's just going to go down the street because for some reason both these ladies live in Austin. All right. Let's take it to the internet real quick. Steve Biff Lockyer says, coming to DVD soon, Nailin Palin 2 with her and Farrah Abraham. And Ashley Pollock snaps back, in that case, with Farrah, it'd be Nailin Palin 2, backdoor season with the girls wearing real tree camo and G-strings.
Ooh. I love this comment, but I think they completely missed the mark on porn names. I've got a better one.
What is it?
Impalin Palin.
Strong.
They could have done pistol pump and Palin.
Also good. Also very good.
I like Bristol Laps Up to Come. A little NASCAR reference for you.
Didn't like the taste, but I swallowed it anyway. Yeah.
You're going to have to think about that one for a second.
Bristol Three-Way?
Yeah, Bristol Speedway, Bristol Three-Way. I like that one too.
Well, why don't you take it to the midterms, Willie?
All right. This is a new segment called Midterm Madness. It's going to be where This is a new recurring segment called Midterm Madness. This is where we're going to catch you up on all the juiciest election news leading up to the 2018 midterm elections in November. So the
fuck yeah.
So today it's a two-parter. First one, Florida State Congressional District 73 Republican candidate Melissa Howard. So last week news broke that she never never graduated from the University of Miami at from the University of Miami of Ohio, as her website bio claims. So in response to that story breaking, Howard posted a picture of her sitting on a couch with, I think, her mom, holding like a really fancy framed diploma from the University of Miami of Ohio for a bachelor's degree in bachelor's of science in marketing.
Oh, so case closed. She showed the diploma picture. Boom, done.
Right. You'd think so. But on Monday of this week, the university confirmed with multiple news outlets that not only did Melissa not graduate from Miami of Ohio, but they don't even offer a bachelor's of science in marketing.
Ooh, big fuck up.
But she misspelled the school, and they don't offer that thing at all.
Yeah, you got to check that before you make a false diploma.
I always thought this was one of the dumbest school names ever, too. Miami of Ohio. I've always hated it.
Yeah. It's a tough name.
I mean, she spent like hundreds. This thing was a nice looking like frame deal. So
it looks great. Yeah. It's a professionally done con job.
Hey, hundreds versus thousands, though. If I could get away with just a diploma and not have to pay for school, I'm there, man.
Very true. But the plot thickens here. Melissa did actually attend Miami of Ohio for 4 years, 1990 to 94, but she never had what it took to actually graduate. And
me neither.
Marketing's a pretty tough degree.
Yeah, it's hard.
So hard. Since
spelling.
Since that news was confirmed by the university, she's pulled down the picture, the Facebook post where she posted the picture with the diploma, publicly apologized for lying, but she's not taking any questions because she's tending to her husband, who experienced a cardiac event, I guess, after all this news broke. So
is that real or is that the diversion?
She's got a document saying from a doctor saying that it's real.
Yeah.
It's just a fake document.
As you can see right here, my husband suffered from a cardiac event.
A picture of her and her mom hugging a doctor's note.
He's just wincing.
Yeah. So the real question for me is, like, how long has this crazy bitch had this, like, hundreds of dollar diploma, framed diploma sitting around just in case somebody called her out? Like,
yeah, what was the timeline? Because that thing looks like it might have taken a couple days to make.
Oh, she's had it. This isn't like she didn't get it made in response. She had this thing at the ready. Yeah.
It was probably like as a joke because she almost graduated. So like she made it as a joke. Maybe her family made it as a joke and she was like, boom, this will work.
Yeah.
That's a mean joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of freaked out because I've been living this life for 10 years and no one's ever really gotten busted that I know of until now.
It's true. Usually people don't check on this, especially for, I mean, it's a decent university, but who's checking on that? It's not like she said like she graduated from Harvard with honors. Like,
right. Yeah. True. Yeah. Pat, just don't go get a fancy framed thing of a fake diploma.
I studied business.
I'll call you out if you get a frame of a fucking fake diploma.
So the internet has a few good comments about this. Rich DeVoe on Facebook says, but she's a thoroughbred white girl from a prestigious university, so it's cool.
Nice. Tying it back to the DUI girl.
Yep. Bit of a stretch calling Miami of Ohio prestigious, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a joke.
Yeah. Big Ben went there. Can't be, like, you know, it's not Harvard.
Can't be that good.
And then Joseph Vallejo says on Facebook, show us Obama's. Not one student has ever heard of him. Those are the comments on that one. Another midterm madness story. Virginia Federal Congressional District 6. The senior GOP Congressman Bob Goodlatte, he's decided to retire before this year's midterms. He's a Republican. But it turns out his son, Bobby Goodlatte, named after the father, has decided to donate the maximum amount, which is either $2,700 or $5,000, depending on how he donated, to the Democratic candidate vying to take his father's seat in this year's midterm elections. Her name is Jennifer Lewis. So Lewis wants Medicare for all, legal marijuana, and $15 an hour minimum wage. So I'm sure Bob Sr. is not thrilled about the endorsement.
And Bob Sr. just wants his son not to be gay. Yeah.
My dad to love me.
Yeah. So that's it on Midterm Madness. Mark, take it away.
So we're going back to the soft corner, but this time we're flying into the soft corner with all pilots.
Sitting in the corner of the Macho Man Randy Savage is quite an honor.
As you recall, their job was made to look particularly simple by Richard Russell, who was doing barrel rolls like it was Star Fox 64 with no training whatsoever. He played a flight simulator game, and he was just out there pulling off stunts. So pilots, you're in the soft corner for that. Also, in particular, there is one pilot who is smack dab in the center of the soft corner, and that's 47-year-old Dwayne Ude, who decided to fly his plane into his Utah house on Monday night or Monday morning, several hours after he was released from being arrested for domestic violence. So this piece of shit got arrested at his house, went to jail Sunday night for domestic violence, and then was released later that night and escorted back to his house by police to grab some belongings in his truck so that he didn't have to stay at his house, as, you know, is common.
Right.
If you've ever watched Cops or beaten up your wife before, that's what they do.
I just got to get a couple things out of my truck.
Yeah. You can't stay here. Okay, let me just get my truck. He then went and got into an airplane and flew it into his house at 2:30 in the morning on Monday morning, a couple hours later, while his wife and son were sleeping in the house.
God, his wife must know how to nag.
There's just no security at these like plane places anymore, like hangars.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, this dude is soft. I just really want to know what the hell they were arguing about, like, to make him go this nuts. If it's anything less than the kid not being his and that his wife is a bukkake actress on the side, then this is probably the biggest overreaction in human history.
She was probably taunting him. She's like, you won't fly the plane into the house, you piece of shit, you loser.
Yeah, she just probably called him a bad pilot. You're not even a good pilot.
She's out in the front yard with illuminating wands. Like, you can't even fucking hit the house. You're a shitty pilot.
The kid's like sleeping with a strobe light on in his room.
Yes, so all true, probably true things. The plane was actually belonged to a company for which you'd flew for. So it wasn't like his private plane. He went to his workplace and stole a plane like a little copycat bitch, you know, copying the Seattle guy. So that's soft right there. And then he took that plane and tried to murder his son and his wife with it.
Did he even do any barrel rolls?
Pretty soft way. No barrel rolls, straight into the house. Oh, and by the way, he's dead and the wife and kid are alive. And so is the house, sort of. So the internet has this to say. Nick Schaefer, after looking at a picture of the house, which you can all see online, Nick Schaefer said, good construction. Kudos to the contractor. Barely a dent.
And contact Schaefer Construction for all your home building needs.
This fucking loser couldn't even take his house down with a plane.
Yeah.
Pretty soft.
Extremely soft. Get in the soft corner. Well, he's dead, but get in the soft corner in hell, you motherfucker.
She's on the phone with her mother-in-law being like, I told you he's a fucking shitty pilot. He couldn't even kill us with the plane.
All right, that's all the big stories for the day. Some of the ones we didn't get to. Omarosa Gate continues, and it's pretty much just very uninteresting. All right, the defense team in the Manafort trial gets to work today. The prosecution has rested.
Oh, the defense is up, and they just have like one thing. They just bring out a small ostrich jacket and try to get Manafort to fit in it. And they're like, if the jacket doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And feeding Manafort donuts.
A Florida man who exercised his stand your ground rights by killing a father in a parking lot ends up actually getting charged with murder.
George Zimmerman is outraged.
Good. It was murder.
Yeah, both of those. True. And then finally, the FBI fired anti-Trump employee Peter Strzok for his texts that were uncovered to his girlfriend.
Man, I'm only going to communicate through a secret language of emojis from now on.
Yeah, emojis.
I can trust you, right? The girl I'm having an affair with.
Yeah, let me just talk shit about the president and my boss. And yeah,
you're not going to leak this to my boss, the FBI, are you?
Definitely not. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.